Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Question in today from Ndiveri Mabidi, Lindsay. And Ndiveri was asking about sort of training for comrades and was saying that I've just completed the Cape Town Marathon in 4:43, having slowed down in the second half, went through halfway in about 2:10. I used the sub 5-hour training program that was available on the Cape Town Marathon website, but tweaked the pace slightly because I felt it was too slow. Nvedi's now saying that thinking of doing comrades next year as their first one, and I want to know, is it okay to now jump onto the finishers training program to prepare for the race, or is there a better way to do it?
Yeah, so hopefully a valuable lesson has been learned there. I mean, going through 2:10 and halfway means that's a sub, it's a well sub 4:30 marathon. Following a sub 5-hour program, even at slightly faster training paces, just not ready for that sort of running. So I think moving forward, be a little more realistic in terms of your time goal. Looking at your finishing time, what would have probably been more appropriate is to go through halfway in about 4:15 to 4:17, come home in a more comfortable 4:38 to 4:40. And that would have put you on a borderline between following the bronze program and the finishers program. So in the short term, I'd move across to the finishers program. And depending on how well your training progresses between now and December, you can then consider moving to either full bronze program or staying on the finishers program with the bronze training paces. Because when you're doing your first comrades, I do feel like it's probably a bit better to err slightly on the too little mileage, uninjured and ready to tackle the race.
Ndiveri, thank you very much for your question, and best of luck to you. Lindsay, thank you for your time today. We look forward to catching up again on the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget, you can get your questions in. Just head over to that website, askcoachperry.com, so you can get all the details.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.